This week, Governor Herbert and his healthcare team held critical meetings with Secretary Sebelius and various other members of the Obama administration. Discussion centered around Herbert's Healthy Utah Plan, a version of Medicaid expansion that would allow Utah more flexibility in how federal healthcare dollars would be spent. Herbert unveiled Healthy Utah near the end of the legislative session earlier this year after it became clear that the Utah House and Senate were unlikely to come to an agreement on how or if to expand Medicaid. Herbert's plan was more or less endorsed by Senate Republicans, but Republicans in the House prefer a no-strings-attached plan that doesn't take federal money or is subject to federal rules. Herbert has touted his plan as a way Utah can create a tailor-made approach that fits the specific needs and challenges of the state, all while retaining the $258 million that Utahns would otherwise be paying into the federal healthcare system. So what did the outgoing Secretary Sebelius have to say about Governor Herbert's Healthy Utah? Herbert says he was pleasantly surprised by her feedback.
Secretary Sebelius and her staff people were very willing to engage in talking about the Healthy Utah approach and granting maximum flexibility under a block grant approach. As she said to me, I see nothing in your proposal, Governor, that would be a deal breaker.
But while Sebelius sees no deal breakers, there are some sticking points. Herbert says the Obama administration was unsure about Healthy Utah's employment requirement, copay adjustment methods, and premium payments. But even if the Herbert administration manages to appease the Obama administration, they'll have to convince the Utah legislature that Healthy Utah is still the best plan.
Will we always be keeping the legislature up to speed on those negotiations, so that they know what we're doing, and there won't be someday, here it is, and a big surprise. It'll be something we'll do in collaboration with the legislature. And then my anticipation will be that sometime later this year, hopefully by the end of the summer, we'll have the opportunity to come back into special session and approve the agreements we have with the Obama administration and accept the money and start the program.
While Herbert himself called the plan a block grant, Utah Department of Health Executive Director David Patton emphasized that while the plan could be loosely defined as a block grant, this isn't free money from the federal government.
There's no strings attached money from the federal government. And so that, and I need to be clear, because some people think it is, even very high-powered people. There's nothing like that in existence anymore from the federal government. This is clear idea of what you would use the money for, but it can be flexible. Every state could have a different arrangement to do that. And so what we're saying is let's be able to use the money that you said goes to Medicaid, right, in a certain way. We want to apply it a different way in Utah. And they said, yeah, we're willing to do that.
Herbert and Patton both say that negotiations on Healthy Utah are ongoing. Neither were sure how Sebelius' departure would affect negotiations. For KCPW News, I'm Ryan Cunningham.